Good morning, church. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for good day that you have given to us. It is a good time that we can see it and then we can hear your word. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us, teach us, lead us, so that we can understand and do this word in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our Bible reading today a little bit long. We read from Luke chapter 3, verse 1 to 20. Luke chapter 3, verse 1 to 20. Now in the 15 years of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip was treated of the region of what we say this one, Iturica and Trachonitis, and Lysandes was treated of Abilene. In the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came upon to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all districts around Jordan, preaching of baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. And it is written in the book of the word of Isaiah the prophet, the voice one crying in the wilderness, make ready to the way of the Lord, must his path strike. Every ravine will be felled, and every mountain hill will be brought low. The crooked will become straight, and the road smooth. And I'm sorry, how come I cannot see the word clearly? Yeah. And then now for 7. And he hopes, saying to the crowd who were going out to be baptized by him, and you brought of vipers, who warn you to flee from the wrath of to come. Therefore, be fruitful in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourself, who we have Abraham for our father. For I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children to Abraham. Indeed, the axe is already laid at the root of the tree. So every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the crowd were questioning him, saying, then what shall we do? And he would answer and say to them, the man who has two clothes is shared with him, and who has none, and he who has food is to do likewise. And some tax collector also came to be baptized, and they said to him, teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, collect no more than what you have been ordered to. And then verse 14, some children were questioning him, saying, some soldier were questioning him, saying, and what about me? What shall we do? And he said to them, do not take money from anyone in fears, and accuse anybody falsely. And he contend with your wage. Verse 15, now while the people were in the state of expectation, and all were wondering in new heart about John and to whether he was the Christ. 16. John answered and said to them all, "As for me, I baptize with the water, but one is coming who is higher than I, and I am not fit to untie the thong of his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork in the hand to throw clearly his threshing floor and to gather to wheat into his barn. He will burn up the calf with unquenchable fire." So, with many other exhortations, he preached the gospel into the people. But when Herod the tetrarch was reminded by him because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and because of all which things which Herod done, Herod added this to them all. He locked John up in prison. So, brothers and sisters, in few days, we will celebrate Thanksgiving Day. I know most of us celebrate with tradition, with big turkey. But maybe some of you, you don't like to have turkey. You can celebrate with other good food. For example, let's say you buy beef and you want to make steak. When you buy good meat to prepare the steak, I believe you will not cook the steak well done. Usually like half done or medium rare or something like that. But for the steak, you don't want to cook well done. Because when you cook well done, the meat is too hard for you. But then, as a person who believes Jesus and to do ministry, I need to let you know that today you need to consider and you need to think how you can be a well-done minister. I repeat again, a well-done minister. Of course, brothers and sisters, doing well as a minister is good, but praise, honor only come to the people who can finish well or well done. If we read from Matthew 25, verse 21, Jesus said, "Oh yeah, well done, you are faithful servant. Well done, you are faithful servant." That's why when I read this passage, I know, I want to share about John. What is the most important thing when I read the story of John? Suddenly come out, well done, well done, well done. He is a well-done minister. That's why today we want to learn from John so that everybody can be a well-done minister. Number one, look at this. The Bible said, the first second, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. The word of God come to John. So he start with calling. Although his father is a great priest, his mother is a great mother, it doesn't mean suddenly he can be a minister. Minister start from calling. And then you see, the calling come to John in the wilderness. Remember how God called Moses in the wilderness. And then another story, before Jesus start ministry, Jesus also in the wilderness for 40 days. Now John, the same thing, in the wilderness. So I can say that the wilderness is a place where someone set apart his life and searching the will of God. So wilderness can be, say, a place of retreat. John, in his searching of his identity, he set back his life from the crowd and then go to the wilderness, and then finally he get calling from God. Brothers and sisters, busy is good, but don't forget, you can lose your calling if you don't know what God speak to you. So it is a good time for us to find a place where we can get new calling or renew our calling in our life. John start with calling. The second, John is very consistent with his calling. We just read this passage. He speak to the people. He speak to the tax collector. He also speak to the soldier. And even he also rebuke the Herod. Yeah, tell what Herod need to do. He did everything consistent, brothers and sisters. So when calling come into your life, then you need to consistent to do. Many people easy to start ministry, but the person who get praise is only the person who consistent to do the calling. So I remind you, if you already start something good, doing well, then this is the next step. Well done. Keep continue to do your ministry. This is the second point. The third point, John consistent to do his ministry, although he just a saying who said, prepare your way for the Messiah. Look at this story. John and Jesus. Who is the older? John is the older. Yeah. So Jesus is the younger. Usually the younger support the older. This one, the older support the younger. John, he doesn't think, oh, I am the older. So suppose Jesus must prepare the way for me. No way. But John, he hasn't this kind of thinking. Yeah. Okay, God called me so that I need to faithful with this kind of calling. So I can say that John, like, you know, 2 days ago in Bali, start G20 leader meeting. And then the most busy president with all the God is come from U.S. When U.S. president enter the car, there are four riders. Twing, twing, twing. Give the way, give the way. My president want to pass this route. And then after that, the car stop in front of the hotel. And then all the security guard need to check everything. It takes 47 seconds so that the president can come out from the car and then make sure everything. So brothers and sisters, in this story, John act like a forerider. Give the way, my boss want to pass this way. And who is his boss? Jesus. Jesus is his boss. And John consistent to do it, brothers and sisters. Although the position in the family, John is older than Jesus. He still consistent. Sometimes you don't get any glory in the world when you do ministry. But remember, you are not doing for the world. You are doing for God. Get calling, do it faithful. And then the last part, John is very humble. When people come, ask to John, are you the Christ? Are you the Messiah? And he said, no, not I am. If he want to manipulate people at that time, he can be the king because he has charisma, authority, people easy to follow him. But he said, no, I'm just a voice. Yeah, my master, Jesus, is the Christ. So, no wonder in the book of John, if you see another story, when John the Baptist's disciples see Jesus, and then they follow Jesus, John didn't angry. He know that Jesus is greater than himself. So he really humble. Finally, brothers and sisters, we close this message with Luke chapter 7, verse 28. Luke 7, 28. I say to you, among those born of woman, there is no one greater than John. This is a praise come from Jesus to John. I can say this sentence, if we change another sentence, John, you are well done. So, my prayer this morning is everybody who come EMP, join in EMP in your home, you get the same sentence from Jesus. Brother, sister, you are well done. So make sure not only doing well, but also need to be well done. It is a time for us to digest this word, this message. Let us come in front of God by worship Him and then ask yourself, okay, did I doing well? Will I, in the end of my ministry, my boss, Jesus Christ said, you are well done. Thank you. brothers and sisters, when we think to be a well-done minister, sometimes we are thinking, what should I do to be a well-done minister? But let me tell you the secret to be a well-done minister. The secret is, do it with God. Ministry is a time for us to walk with Him. Just remember John 15. When you walk with Him, stay with Him, then you have power to finish your calling. So this morning, I just want to tell you, don't only busy in doing things, but spend your time with God. Ask His power come upon your life. Ask His direction. And then keep forward. Maybe you face a lot of problem in your ministry. Don't give up. It is a time to ask God to give you more power so that you keep going. May God bless us. I really pray for all of you, include me this morning, to be a well-done minister. Father, thank you that this morning we can learn from John. He started with calling and he finished his ministry. And Jesus said, well done. We also want to get the same thing, Father. When we go back to the heaven, to your home, just one word from you, well done, my son, my daughter. Come and take rest. Help us, Father, to be a faithful minister. Whatever we do it for you. We know that we have a lot of challenges, trouble, problem. But this morning, you remind us again, just hold my hand, and then I will bring you past all the problem, and you can finish well. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time. We use our privilege, pray for people who have cancer. Yeah, we pray that God show His mercy, miracle for this group of people who have cancer. Also pray for a group of people who have physical weakness and also spirit. They need spiritual salvation. We pray that Holy Spirit open their heart so that they can see Jesus. They got both salvation from God, both physical and also spiritual. Let us also pray for people who are in infirmities condition. We pray that God will take out every problem, weakness in their body. Also pray for member who has COVID. We pray that God heal them, and also pray for our church member who work as a frontline medical health. Yeah, we pray that God will protect them one by one. Let's pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will lead them to find the best from them, for them. This morning, our mission focus, we pray for Singapore. SPSG just celebrate the 9th anniversary. We pray that God will lead SPSG. Also pray for Pastor Sam Kim. Pray also for Indonesia, for me, for Spain, and also Pastor Ernie, for Spain, and for all our ministry. Let's pray together. Also pray for prayer and healing ministry. We pray for Matt, we pray for Harris and Christina. Also pray for Rachel who lead this ministry. Also pray for local outreach and evening outreach. We pray for this ministry that God entrusts to us. We do it faithful. We pray that more people, members can join to this ministry. Let's pray together. pray for SP 2.0 for building resources, benefactor, and vision fund. Let also pray for pregnant mom. We pray that God will take care and protect all the mom, and then when the time is come, they can deliver the baby with good condition. Let's pray together. Also pray for house church. There are few places that we have house church tonight. We pray that God will bless every house church member can come, and that they can build a good fellowship among all the members. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for good time that you have given to us. We put ourselves into your hand. We pray that we always walk with you, and then finish well. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day, brothers and sisters. God bless us.